You whisper the incantations of the ritual and your hands trace the ancestral symbols. A thick sea fog suddenly rises from the floor, flooding the room like a ghostly tide. The opaque vapours swallow the pentacle, the altar, and the silhouette of the priest whose chanting turns into a cry of surprise. "The fumes! Too soon!" the creature croaks, its voice betraying its confusion. Taking advantage of its bewilderment, you quickly cross the thick mist. You have just reached the west passage when a horrible sound chills your blood. The priest opens its oversized maw and begins to inhale the fog. The vapours swirl into a vortex that disappears down its distended throat.
"Yah! Dagon! Lend me your insatiable hunger!"
In a few seconds, the entire fog is swallowed. The priest staggers for a moment, then scans the room with a suspicious gaze. Finding nothing amiss, he shrugs his scaly shoulders.
"The primal forces, capricious tonight," he mutters, returning to the altar.
He resumes his initial position, and his blasphemous chants echo once more, as if nothing had happened. You plunge into the narrow corridor with palpable relief. The contrast is striking. After the oppressive vastness of the temple, this cramped corridor closes in on you. The oil lamp hanging on the wall casts a flickering light that makes your shadows dance on the oozing stone. The air is filled with a different smell, less incense and blood, more mould and brine. A few steps further, an alcove opens on your left, revealing what appears to be a pantry. Portly barrels, sacks swollen with moisture, and strings of dried fish hanging from rusty hooks. This cache of provisions lit by its own lamp attests to a regular presence in this cursed place.